one of the most beautiful rituals, in my opinion, is the Pinyon HaBen ceremony, in which the father takes his firstborn son, holding this newborn baby, only a month old, and he turns to the Kohen and says, Zeh b'ni b'chori, this is my firstborn son. What's very strange is how the Kohen responds. He asks him one question. My boyest tfei, what do you prefer? Litin li bincha b'chorcha? Do you want to maybe give away your firstborn son? O boyes lifdoso be'ad chamesh saloyim. Or would you prefer maybe instead you can keep him and redeem him for 5 coins, for 5 shekalim? What kind of question is this? Do you want to keep your son or do you want to hold on to 5 little coins? Possibly after a month of not being able to sleep, maybe some people would pick the coins. But seriously, it's very strange that the Kohen, in the middle of this ritual, this unbelievable simcha, is actually giving an ultimatum, a choice, of the child over a few little coins. What exactly is going on? What exactly is the Kohen really saying? I believe the answer to this question can be found in this week's Parsha. As the Bnei Yisrael were on the verge of entering into Eretz Canaan, into Israel, acquiring the land, there were 2 Shvatim, 2 tribes, the tribe of Reuven and the tribe of Gad. And they came to Moshe Rabbeinu with a request. And that request was that they should be allowed to remain in Gilad, on the east of the Jordan River. They had no interest in settling in the land of Israel. They turned to Moshe and said, "Vayikshu elav yomru gidro so nivne lemikneinu po v'arim l'tapenu." He approached Moshe and his tribe said, "Pens for the flock shall we build here for our livestock, and cities for our small children." It's very interesting the order of how they prioritized. First they mentioned their livestock, their possessions, then only afterwards their children. Moshe Rabbeinu listens intently to every single word. He accepts their proposal on one condition, on the condition that they assist the rest of the Jewish people in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu gives forth another message, hidden, buried in the Psukim. Pasuk Chavdal tells us that Moshe said to them, "Benu lachem arim v'tabchem u'gederos v'so na'achem." Build for yourselves cities for your small children, and then pens for your flock. Rashi points out that the tribes of Reuven and Gad cared more about their money than their own children. Chasim hoyu al mimonam yosim ibnehem avnoseihem. They showed more concern and compassion. For look at what they did. When they said that they would provide, they said first that they'll provide pens for their flock, for their animals, for their livestock, and only afterwards they said, by the way, later on we'll build cities for our small children. Moshe listened to those words and said, "Lochein, what you're doing is wrong. Do not do it in this order. You have your priorities all mixed up. Asu ikar ikar, batofel tofel." I know, says Moshe, that your children are the most important thing. Your family is the ikar. But you're not making the ikar through your actions the ikar. You need to show that your family is more important. You have to show that your animals, your possessions, your cattle are merely secondary to them. And therefore, the first thing you should do is Banu Lachem Arim. Build cities for your children, for your families. Before you concentrate on your money and your cattle and your possessions, think of your kids. After all, they're more important. Similarly, we recite in Kriyat Shema every day that we're instructed, V'yahavtos Hashem b'chol levavcha v'chol nashecha chol moedecha. We're supposed to love Hashem Elokecha with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of moedecha, all of our money. The Gemara asks, the Pasuk is obviously telling us that we're supposed to love God with everything that we have. Everything. So, once the Pasuk already tells me, I have to love Hashem b'chol nashecha, with all my soul, my entire nefesh, why do I need to know b'chol moedecha? I should serve God with a few dollars in my pocket. Says the Gemara in Brachos on Samech Aleph Amid Beis, because there are different personalities in this world. And im yesh lecha adam shegufo chaviv alav v'memono, v'kach nemar b'chol nashecha. There are people in this world that when given the choice between their lives or their money, they consider gufo chaviv alav v'memono. Their bodies, their physical health is more important than their money, their possessions. To such a person, we say, we want you to serve God, even b'chol nashecha, with your entire soul, as important as it is to you. But continues the Gemara, v'im yesh lecha adam shemimono chaviv alav megufo, v'kach nemar b'chol moedecha. There will be people you will encounter in your life that will prefer and choose their worldly possessions over their own guf, their own bodies, their own soul. Such a person, we want them to serve God with what they consider and what they show to be the most important in their lives, which is their money. And therefore, such people should love God b'chol moedecha with everything that they have. We read this piece of Gemara. This Talmud seems very strange. Who in their right mind would value money more than their very soul? You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have your life and you're dead, what good is that money? What exactly is this person? And we certainly could go back to 1929. In 1929, when there was the Great Depression and the stock market crashed, people were losing their shirts. They lost thousands and thousands of dollars. They were bankrupt. They had nothing to show for themselves. And of course, as we know, so many of them were so completely depressed and distraught that they jumped off buildings and gave up their lives. Those people clearly were mamono chaviv alav megufo. But we look at them and say, they were meshugna. They're obviously crazy. But the question we have to ask ourselves, and ask ourselves with honesty, is, are we any better? Are we any different? After all, if we would be asked this question, what is more important? Your guf? Your physical health? Your being? Or your money? Everyone without hesitation would say, of course, my health, my life, my family. Those are more important. Those are a priority. See, we all claim to prioritize our lives with health over money. But we look around. Many of us who work strenuous jobs and occupations, that work for countless hours, 18 hours a day, without a single break, and the food that we eat, how we live unhealthy lifestyles because of our work, not allowing us to truly take care of our well-being, our health. We neglect going to the doctor because I can't take a day off of work. I'm too busy. I don't have time to take care of my health. When a person really thinks about it, one has to truly ask, is my health the ikar? Yes, it should be. But am I really prioritizing? Am I really making the ikar in my actions? Am I taking the time to think of my own well-being, my health, and my family, my children? I recently came across a very interesting film, which my daughter was sitting and watching it, so I joined her. I believe it illustrates this point. It was actually a comedy. And the movie was Click. And here was a man, a comedian, Adam Sandler, who was given a magical remote control. A man who was down and out in life, who had difficulties waiting for his break. Finally, something good would happen in his life. And he was constantly in a rut. He was given this opportunity to fast forward all the routine, boring parts of his life. And he continued to fast forward, not being stuck in traffic, not having to do homework with his children, not having to do all the things which we think are so unimportant and insignificant. And he fast-forwarded to the time when he was promoted to become the CEO of a major corporation. And then he looked back in his life and his years, and he realized that he really missed out on the small things which really are so important. The most meaningful things of his life. His wife, his parents, his children. And unfortunately, he only realized at the very, very end of his life that family comes first. I believe that this is the message that we must internalize. We say that our family is important. We say that Eretz Yisrael is the Ikar. And every one of us embodies Ahavas Yisrael and Ahavat Medinat Yisrael. We all love Israel. But you realize that this Monday, we're having a rally. And the rally is for three captured Israeli soldiers, Ehud Goldwasser, Eldad Regev, Gilad Shalit, who have been in captivity for an entire year without a single word to know how they're doing. And when they'll be released. We say that Israel is the Ikar. But as Moshe said and asked, are we making the Ikar the Ikar? Are we making it a priority? Now I'm not telling you that if you're working, that you have to take the day off of work to go to this very important rally. We're anticipating thousands upon thousands of people to come. But if you could go, you should go. If you could, then you should. Because then you will be showing with your actions that you in fact consider Israel and the well-being of our Israeli soldiers as an ikar, as a priority in your life. And this is also what the Kohen is telling this young man, this father, this parent, who never was a parent before until a month ago. He looks down lovingly at this little baby he's holding. And the Kohen asks him a question. A Kohen asks the question which this man may not have the correct answer. When he really thinks about the question of my boy Tfe, how will your actions show what is a greater priority in your life? Will your actions for this little baby as this child grows up and he goes to school and he spends so many years in your home, are you going to make this child your number one priority in your actions? Or will it be your money? Will it be your career and your job? My boy is Tfei. We must internalize this message. Certainly as we are now approaching Rosh Chodesh Av and the 9 days. See, the 9 days is not just a time in which I can't go swimming and I can't enjoy a good steak. The purpose of the 9 days is to realize we are in Golos. We do not have the Beis HaMikdash. But do we feel that pain of being in Golos? Are we making that a priority? To do what we can to be able to ensure that Eretz Yisrael remains strong and remains our country and for the coming of Mashiach. This is something which we cannot just say is the Ikar. We have to make it the Ikar with our actions. Let us use this time to reevaluate and reassess our lives and know the correct answer to the question of my boys today. Good Shabbos.